Hey guys, in this episode, we are going to talk about that one time that Gary Vaynerchuk made me cry in front of a dinner party in New York. Oh man, let's dive on in. But first things first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. We are coming up on the 2-year anniversary of Gary V making me cry in front of a private dinner party in New York, which is just about as glamorous as it sounds. I'm really excited because we get to dive on into this. You know, just about a week ago, my husband, Paul, and I decided we were going to watch the clip again, because for those of you who don't know, you can actually check out Gary's video on YouTube. It's called, What Are You Gonna Do With The Money? It's literally, What Are You Gonna Do With The Money? And that is an edited down version of Gary making me cry in front of a ton of people. So we watched it again. And of course, it's a little bit painful to watch because I know how nervous I was, how uncomfortable I was, kind of where I was at. I mean, I was pregnant. I think I was 4 or 5 months pregnant at that point. I flew from Minnesota to New York to go to this private dinner party, and literally there was an open mic section, a time when you were able to ask questions. And one of the questions that I asked was, how do you really like get to the next level? Like, how do I get to where I want to go? And Gary kind of lovingly, but also in a very harsh way, basically said that I had very arbitrary goals. And I think it's important if you watch that episode because it's really kind of an interesting backstory to it. But I wanted to review some of the things that he said, because going back to it, there was a lot of truth that Gary said in his comments. So let's just listen to a little bit of that now.
One more time. What's your goal in, like, black and white? What do you think your goal is?
I thought about it a lot. It's so easy to go back to revenue, if that makes sense. I
mean, sure, of course. Everybody thinks that. Revenue's a proxy, of course. So?
I want to be able to hire, honestly, at least 500 people.
Why that number?
Well, at least 500.
But what?
I want to be.
You know what I'm most worried about in our couple interactions?
Yeah.
I feel like you're coming up with arbitrary things. Why not 700? Why not at least 9,000? Why is it a 500? Can it be 150? The fuck, what does that all mean? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's the right way to think about it. From my perspective, I could be wrong, but like, I think it has no actual grounding.
So pregnant me started to try to answer the questions, and I felt a little bit intimidated, but at the same time, you might be hearing this and thinking, oh, I want to like protect Rachel. Don't hate on Gary at all, because listening back to everything that he shared, there was a lot of truth in it. For example, some of the goals that I set were just massive, big, arbitrary numbers, things that I came up with because I kept wanting to come up with a bigger goal. I wanted to come up with something big enough to always keep me striving, because you know, that's what we're told. That's what we believe we're supposed to do. You're told once you hit 10 employees to start stretching and growing and scaling and getting to 100 employees and then to 1,000. And I think sometimes we get really swept up in what everyone else tells us we should be doing. And even though I was not ready for Gary's advice at that time, and it was very emotional, and I went back to my hotel and I cried for a while because it was more, I guess, in your face than what I'm used to. Listening back to it, I wish that I could go back and be like, hey, Rachel, what he's saying is going to be absolutely true. I mean, 2 years ago, I had no idea the struggles and the pain that could come from hiring as many people as we did, and from going into partnerships and going into growing our revenue and scaling and not really knowing what is that next level of goals. And one thing I want to share, and this is just total transparency is that I spent so much of my life with nothing in terms of money and in terms of success, the way that most people define success, that once it started happening, I didn't even know how to articulate or formulate new goals, bigger goals, better goals. I guess there was a part of me that always believed like I would make $1 million and I had no idea what came beyond that. And when it got to that point, I started just kind of in, like I said, in transparency, making up bigger goals. And so when 2 years ago, Gary kind of chewed me out in front of this group of people at a dinner party, he was spot on because he said, your goals are arbitrary. Why 500 people? Why not 750? What if you start hiring people faster and it's the wrong hires just to hit that goal? And so we spent a lot of time trying to figure out what these new goals are. And one of the things that is so funny is forever I wanted to be seen as like this expert. I wanted to be somebody that was renowned as a thought leader. I wanted to be somebody that built a company and had tons of employees and all of this. And the more that we grow and the more people that we get to impact, the more I discover I just want to do my thing. And yeah, I know that there's a lot of good that's going to come from it because I've seen those things in my dreams. I've seen them when I visualize what the future looks like. I know that they all can and will happen. But at the same time, I just want to every single day wake up and do what I love and hopefully through that process serve a lot of people, give value to a lot of business owners, give value and inspiration to people who don't know that it's possible. And the funny thing is, I've always had this dream, like way back, tucked into like the crevices of my mind of building this like empire that was starting with a B, which means billions, right? But something very clear came to me a couple of months back, and that was that it's not billions of dollars, it's billions of lives impacted. I want to actually have a positive impact on billions of people. And I know that that is absolutely possible. And so how do you do that? How do you impact billions? How do you make billions? I don't really know, but I'm not focused on that arbitrary number anymore. And so 2 years after crying on Gary Vee's vlog, one of the big things that sticks out is, oh my gosh, all of his advice makes so much sense in retrospect. Looking backwards, it makes sense. At that point in time, I didn't understand what it all meant yet and how it could impact my life. But looking back, I'm like, wow, there was so much truth and wisdom in it. So as much as it was a painful day and it was a painful weekend, I am so thankful for that advice that Gary gave me 2 years ago. And yes, I'm on his vlog crying, and thankfully they edited out the part where I started to blubber. But I'm honestly at a place where I'm like, wow, so much makes sense when you look in reverse. And it doesn't always make sense here and now, but I believe so strongly that so many things in our lives happen for a reason, and the reason will only make sense as we grow and learn from those things. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson. Oh, and by the way, just one little plug, you may want to check out BossCon 2019. It's coming up. We have added a few new speakers, including Peng Jun and Ryan Lee of Cashflow Tactics, Bradley Gibb's business partner. He's kind of like the upgrade to Bradley Gibb. Don't tell Brad I said that. So he's coming to speak. I'm so excited. And you can actually grab your ticket before it's too late at BossCon2019.com, BossCon2019.com. I will catch you guys live in October of this year. See you guys soon. Bye.